We need to open up and get ready for the gift of Sarah Dacey Charles. What would you do if you were brave?
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Got a little tune here from Janice Stanford. What would I do if I knew I could not fail? If I believed, would the wind always fill up my sail? How far could I go? What could I achieve? Trusting the Spirit in me. If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge, where fools and dreamers dare to tread, and never lose faith, even when losing my way. What step would I take today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What if we're all meant to do what we secretly dream? What would you ask if you knew you could have anything? Like the mighty oak sleeps in the heart of a seed, are there miracles in you and me? If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge, where fools and dreamers dare to tread, and never lose faith, even when losing my way. What step would I take today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? If I refused to listen to the voice of fear, would the voice of courage whisper in my ear? If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge, where fools and dreamers dare to tread, and never lose faith, even when losing my way. What step would I take today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would you do today if you were brave? What would we do today if we were brave? What if we're all meant to do what we secretly dream?
Thank you. Sarah Daisy Charles, you better sing. I love that song so much, and you just rock it. You took what Janet Stanfield channeled and made it yours, and you rock that song. And what a great question to be in, right? What would you do today? And that last line, what would you, how did you put it? What would we do? What if we're all meant to do what we secretly dream? And be. Do and be. And I'm realizing how that tie, it's almost like we planned it, but, you know, God's funny. Right, with that daily word of possibilities, I opened my mind to limitless possibilities. And with spiritual sight, I begin to apprehend what is possible. Hallelujah. We haven't even heard Carlos yet. But, you know, you have been such an important part of Unity of New York since day one. And, golly, our hair was a different, were different colors back then. I do. And Carlos has been an important part of this ministry since day one. And I think it's so cool that through technology, he can still be with us. And so, Brother Carlos Wayne Anderson has something to share, as he always does. And I can't wait to hear what it is.
Hi there, Unity Community of New York. I am so grateful that once again, we are celebrating a first of the month Sunday, the first Sunday in July. And what a weekend, the 4th of July, in honor of independence, has just occurred recently. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that when I think of independence and what it means to me and what it means to be free, I always think of this one thing which I celebrate. I celebrate my independence from depending upon the world to be anything other than it is in order for me to have an inner sense of freedom. I pray to be free of all my alibis and all of my excuses for not being awesome and amazing and wonderful and living the life that brings me happiness and joy and peace. Yes, my work is to become liberated from all erroneous misconceptions that my freedom is in the hands of anyone other than myself. It is my work to do. I am my own project. What an interesting talk title I chose for today. This talk title, The Cost, The High Cost of Mediocrity. This talk title was sponsored by a voice speaking to me a week ago. It was my mother's voice. I was leaving the church, which I'm the pastor of, Hope Community Church in Amherst. I was leaving there after a choir rehearsal, and we were talking about what it means to bring our excellence as a member of the choir. As I was driving home from that rehearsal, my mother spoke to me in her sweet voice. Even though she has not been on the planet for many years now, I'm eternally grateful that she keeps in touch with her baby boy, Carly. Mom spoke the words that are my title for my talk today. Carlos, 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 she said, one day you need to preach on the high cost of mediocrity. She repeated it again. One day you need to preach on the high cost of mediocrity. And then she said it a third time to fulfill the law of three. Carlos, 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 one day you need to preach on the high cost of mediocrity. When she spoke those words, it brought me back to the final moments of her lifetime. She was about to die at the hands of cancer. And I and all of the other people in her downline, my sisters and our children, were gathered together in that hospital room. At that point, she was leaving and going away, her breath becoming more and more and more and more brief, less and less deep. She would go out somewhere, and then she would open her eyes and return, sometimes with a startled look on her face. One of the things she said when she came out was, "It's wonderful. It's wonderful where we're headed and where we are right now. Being alive is awesome." And then she went out again for several more minutes. When she opened up her eyes again and looked around at her children and her children's children, she asked a question that we found to be endearing, sweet, even cute. "Kids, kids, did I do good?" Oh my God. We all started testifying all at the same time. "Oh my God, Grandma, you did really good. Oh my God, Mom, you did great. You lived a wonderful life. You accomplished so much. You lived full on." And then she smiled and looked at each of us and she said, "I'm glad you all think so. I do too." And out she went again. I thought that was wonderful. I remember thinking to myself, what a way to go. To leave this planet, to end this incarnation, knowing I did great. I played the game of life full on. A basketball term for it would be I left it all on the court. A football term for it would be I left it all on the field. I gave the fullness of myself to this great and wonderful experiment called living life on planet Earth. I have been a preacher for a long, long time, for the far most of my life now. And I cannot tell you how many times I have been with people I care about, people who are in my life during their final moments, and many of them, most of them, did not have the testimony that my mom did. "Kids, did I do good?" "You did great. I'm glad you think so. I do too." What a way to go. Most of the people I have been with who are at their final moments leave this planet with many, many regrets. I have discovered that none of those regrets, for the most part, were about what they had and did not have. Most of the regrets were not about what they failed to accomplish. Most of them were that they were regretting that they did not live life full on. There is a term that we used back when I was a teenager in the group that I hung around with, and it spoke of those who were not bringing their all to whatever situation they were involved in. Of them, it was said, "You're half-stepping. You are half-stepping. How are you gonna get where you wanna go if you're half-stepping?" I have had many people tell me at the end of their lives that they regretted not being all they could have been. It's like the old boxing movie, which had the line that all of us remembered. I could have been a contender. I am on purpose about making sure that I have no regrets at the end of my time, and that I have the same testimony about myself that my mother had at her time of passing out of this incarnation into the realm of eternal life. I want to be able to say to myself and to anyone else who happens to be listening, gang, I was a contender. Yes, by liberating myself from the erroneous and mistaken idea that the greatness that is within me can be trapped inside by others and what they do or fail to do. No, I was born, as Browning said, to release the hidden splendor that is within me. I will continue to be on purpose to be liberated from all of my alibis, to be liberated from all of my excuses, to be liberated, to be free, and free indeed. Free inside myself, in my own mind, and in my own heart. I do this by bringing the best that is within me to any and all situations in which I find myself. No more alibis, no more excuses, no more playing the blame game, blaming those who hurt me, blaming those who are in high offices where they make laws and take away laws. No, if it is to be, it is up to me to release the hidden splendor that is within me. I must be willing enough. I must be brave enough. I must be on purpose enough to be all that I was born to be. Many people, when they think of Dr. Martin Luther King, the good reverend, always tend to land on his speech where he spoke, I have a dream. That is one that I love. But one thing I think about first when I think of the messages that Reverend Dr. King gave to me, Carlos Wayne Anderson, was to live your life on purpose and live with a determination to be excellent, to excel beyond your excuses, to excel beyond your alibis, to excel above and beyond your willingness to play the blame game. Dr. King said, whatever you do, do it excellently. If you're a mother, be an excellent mother. If you're a teacher, be an excellent teacher. If you're a preacher, be an excellent preacher. If you wash dishes in a diner, wash those dishes in such a way that you are proud at the finished product. One thing Dr. King said, if you are a street sweeper and a street cleaner, be sure to sweep and clean those streets so excellently that you are tempted to take a piece of chalk and sign your signature at the end of those streets, speaking, these streets were swept and cleaned by Carlos Wayne Anderson. Bringing excellence is what makes us joyful. Bringing our fullness is what gives us a deeper and sweeter sense of peace each and every time we bring the fullness of ourselves, each and every time we leave it all on the court or on the field of this game of living life. I have discovered that when I have been involved in half-stepping, when I have not been bringing all I can be to any situation, my self-esteem suffers. My sense of integrity is weakened. The high cost of mediocrity is, number one, that I fail to be all I can be. The high cost of mediocrity is, number two, it weakens my sense of self-esteem and weakens my sense of integrity. The high cost of mediocrity is that I would live my life with my alibis and my excuses and my willingness to blame others for me not being a contender. My desire is to continue to be liberated. My desire is to continue to deepen what brings me joy and enhances my sense of inner peace. Bring it all. The scripture I chose for today is not written in its fullness. In its fullness, it speaks more like this. And God said to Carlos, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. Now I will make you master over many things." The high cost of mediocrity is that I have not opened the windows of heaven to pour out a blessing upon myself that is too much for me to keep to myself. It is such that I must give it away, give it away, give it away, give it away, inspiring others with my very life, inspiring others who witness I cannot be stopped. I am courageous enough. I am brave enough. I am determined enough to die knowing I am a contender. Hallelujah. I am so grateful for all of our opportunities to be awesome and amazing. We are the light of the world, and we have been invited to take the lampshade of disappointment, the lampshade of anger, the lampshade of reactivity, the lampshade of blame and shame off of the light that we are, and to shine that light everywhere that all might see God alive in me. The high cost of mediocrity is too high for me to be willing to pay. Oh no, not me. The one you see before you, the one whose voice you hear, knows I did good. I am a contender, and I who have been faithful over the blessings and the opportunities which I have been given, have been granted by the Creator, the universe, an opportunity to be the master over much, much more. Daily, I remind myself, and today I remind you, the universe is conspiring to bless me. The universe is conspiring to bless me. The great I am appreciates me. Hallelujah. I love you so much. Amen.
The great I am is appreciating me today for my courage and my conviction. The great I am is applauding my every act of devotion to the cause of self-evolution and growth into greater expression. Every willingness to take personal responsibility for the details of my life has been important and has empowered me. Each time of turning within has uplifted me. Every opportunity taken for inner reflection, contemplation, and meditation has strengthened me. Every loving, heartfelt prayer has more deeply connected me with my source. Every hour of loving worship and praise has been an hour well spent. Each has reaped for me heavenly rewards unspeakable. I am God's own beloved, and at God's command, I am supported by the fullness of the life energy of the universe. By the same command, I am uplifted, served, and blessed by the angels of light and life. My awareness of these truths is growing. My sense of peace is deepening. My experience of joy is expanding. My love is becoming more and more purified. I withdraw my attention from all false evidence, proclaiming my unworthiness and my reasons for despair. I worship not at the altar of graven images. I look to what is true. I look long into the mirror's reflection each day. I gaze into the eyes of the one whose face is reflected there. I speak then these words until I come to fully and more fully believe them. How I love you. How I love you.
You can spend your whole life building something from nothing. One storm can come and blow it all away. Build it anyway. You can chase a dream that seems so out of reach, and you know it might not ever come your way. Dream it anyway. God is great. But sometimes life ain't good. When I pray, it doesn't always turn out like I think it should. But I do it anyway. I do it anyway. This world's gone crazy, and it's hard to believe that tomorrow will be better than today. Believe it anyway. You can love someone with all your heart for all the right reasons, and in a moment they can choose to walk away. Love them anyway. God is great, but sometimes life ain't good. When I pray, it doesn't always turn out like I think it should. Do it anyway. I do it anyway. Do it anyway. Why do we do it? We pray. We move our feet, and then sometimes life happens. We do it for who we become, right? Case in point. You could spend your soul out singing a song you believe in, that tomorrow they'll forget you ever sang. Sing it anyway. Yeah, sing it anyway.